This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, The Drive is live. You heard Clint there, and there is Tyler. He is back in the building with us. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, these are not transitions. I have just flat forgot my glasses today, and this is what I had in the car, their prescription, and this is where we got to go.
Is that my boy, right, Ron?
I think you should have just went with them. And not only are they shades, they are gold trim.
Hey, man, they're nice, man. I went ahead and got them done, man. I got my Malcolm X in, But yeah, man, I can't see without them. This is where we are, and mental mistake. Got three pair of glasses at that house. Just walked out with all of them.
I just need you to lean back periodically throughout the show today and lean your head back and kind of...
Little Ray Charles?
Yeah,
Ray?
A little left to right.
I'd prefer Stevie because I can actually see behind him like Stevie can. I'm sorry, man. When they did that pass fake to Stevie Wonder and he flinched, come on, man.
He saw it coming, huh?
Come on, Doug. I mean, he's undefeated with bad ones.
You ain't pulling us.
You can't be blinded. Just every last one of the ladies you choose are just bad. You can't tell that much by the feel of a wrist.
Lucky, I guess.
Well, maybe he's got a good interpreter. Maybe somebody in his ear is like, yeah, hey, Stevie, you don't want to pass on this.
Stevie can see. He at least can see patterns. He can see something.
He can see the out. What do they call that? The silhouette? He can see the silhouette.
He's colorblind, and this is just a stick that's just been working for him for years, and damn it, he's already one of the greatest musicians of all time. This just enhanced it. Man, that guy can't see either. Damn. Saw what it did for Ray, then he went anyway. I got sunglasses on. And I'm holding the mic, but Andy is ready to roll, so it'll be a good time. As they said, Clint, what we will be on the watch for, Tyler and Cheryl, we're all hands on deck. I'm certain many of you are going to send us things in, but the trade deadline, it is 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is when the trade deadline comes to an end, and we've already seen heavy moves. The Cowboys have been big in the division, Clint. We've seen heavy moves made already. The Jets, they made a trade for Sauce Gardner. They gave up two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell to get Sauce Gardner. In the division as well, the Jags, they trade for Jacoby Myers, who has been low-key, not a receiver that a lot of people know, but he has had a lot of success with the Raiders, and he's a nice addition. They get two picks there. They send a fourth and a sixth to the Raiders to bring him in. I know a guy you loved, Clint, Rashid Shaheed with the Saints. He goes to Seattle if they need more help. He goes to Seattle, and they're sending a fourth and a fifth round pick to New Orleans to get him in. And then it's the Dallas Cowboys. Late after they got their ass kicked by Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals last night at home on Monday Night Football that everybody, with the exception of people who have YouTube TV, were able to watch. They started to make moves. Logan Wilson, the linebacker from the Cincinnati Bengals, middle linebacker, athletic linebacker, a good player, an upgrade from anybody they've got there. They trade a seventh-round pick to get him. And then the big one, as the Jets fire sale continues. Yes, they traded Sauce Gardner to the Colts, and they've also traded their Pro Bowl, three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle, Quinnen Williams, to the Cowboys. They give up a first and a second to obtain Quinnen Williams from the Jets. So there's moves made there. We'll keep you updated on other moves as well. But those are the big moves here in the last couple of hours, Clint. And, of course, yes, the Texans have not been active at this point. We'll let you know anytime they are. But those are the moves today, Clint. In regards to the Texans, I know a couple of these guys, at least you wanted them to take a look at. What's your thoughts overall here with the trade deadline, what's happened, and with the Texans?
Well, look, I mean, I think teams that are you know, feel like they have a legit shot to make a run are getting aggressive, and two of them happen to be in this division.
Yep.
The two teams that are ahead of the Texans right now in the division got better today and clearly feel like they've got pieces to make serious runs. And they're gonna either surround their quarterback with as many guys as they can, or they're going to bolster the defense because their offense is already one of the highest scoring offenses in football. So, you know, that hits close to home. And I'd be honest with you, I love both of the moves that those guys made. I think they make a ton of sense. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who'd they lose out there? It wasn't Brian Thomas. Who'd they lose?
They lose the receiver. Brown, who they brought in. I think Denham. Right. Yeah, or he played for Washington last year. Yeah, I know they had lost him, but yeah,
they lost one of their receivers that they brought in. So they said, "Hell, all right, we'll go get another one." So they went and got another one, and if they can get Brian Thomas Jr., if they can get BTJ to start playing better, man, they're going to be a problem.
Travis Hunter went to IR, and
that's who I was thinking of. Travis Hunter.
But Brown has been injured too and missed a couple of games.
Deami Brown, is that right? Yeah. So they're down some guys there, and then you look at Indy. You've got one of, if not the highest scoring offense in football, and at least in the AFC, and you just went out and got significantly better on the defensive side of the ball. And look, Sauce Gardner is absolutely a piece on the defense that allows you to allocate resources other places on the defense if need be. If you need to add helmets to the rush to help be effective in stopping the run or rushing the passer, you're better today because Sauce Gardner's there.
That was probably their biggest weakness on their team.
Absolutely. And if you want to, you know, take a Sauce Gardner and put him on a Nico Collins and then give everybody else, you know, zone coverage or soft coverage or hybrid coverages, then you can do that. If you want to give Sauce Gardner whoever number two is and allocate all your other resources to stopping Nico Collins, you can do that. Yeah, look, I think that – so first of all, as a Texans fan, that's where I go, is the two teams in your division that you got to catch are hell-bent on getting better and making a run. Let's see what the Texans do here in the next hour.
Clint, you've been talking about Rashid Shaheed for a couple of weeks now.
Well, I thought he was gettable. It wasn't going to be a big, big move. I mean, what you said, it was a fourth and fifth round pick from New Orleans. Seattle is a team that I would say is similar offensively to at least to what the Texans from a personnel standpoint. You got one big dog wide receiver, and their guy is Smith and Jigba. Ours is Nico Collins, and then you got an aging veteran that's been good but really isn't what he once was. We got Christian Kirk. They got Cooper Kupp, and You need somebody out there that can take the top off the coverage. Somebody out there that's more of a little bit kind of like a hybrid, kind of a creative type of little receiver that can do some different things. And Rashid Shaheed is it. I think Seattle got significantly better offensively today. They're not going to stand pat. Already a really good football team. Maybe have a receiver that's going to go for 2,000 yards this year in Smith and Jigba, but they went out and got a little bit of help. So, yeah, I would like for the Texans to get involved here in the next hour. It would mean a lot to me.
I was going to say, as you sit here, how do you, in 713-572-4610, you can jump in YouTube and Twitch, and I see some people chiming in on this. They've got just over 40 minutes or so, or just under 50 minutes or so, Clint, left in the trade deadline. How do you think the Texans should approach this? Not what you think, but how do you think they should approach this?
Look, I think they have got to be borderline desperate for an offensive weapon. I think you got to be willing in flipping every stone for offensive linemen that are available with some of these teams that are fire selling because they ain't worth a damn. So I think there's room at every position other than quarterback for you to add a top tier player or a middle of the road player that you can go out and you don't have to give up a bunch of draft capital to go get, or you don't have to potentially pay them next year to keep them. I think all cards are on the table for the Texans, or should be for the Texans. As I said before, I think my David Njoku's mind that you need yeah. some help at that position. You need a red zone matchup nightmare, and he would be that guy. And now I don't know if he's still available. I don't see a whole lot of talk about him right now. But if he was once available, I got to think that it's possible. Like I said before, I think a wide receiver, if Garrett Wilson is available, I think that would be real potential there.
Yeah. The Jets are getting rid of everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, some moves like that, whether it's big or middle of the road, I want to see the Texans do something, make some kind of move that makes you think that you're serious about making a run here. I mean, all these other groups that are in your division and not that are addressing needs are teams that at least feel like they've got a legit shot. If you feel like you got a legit shot, you're not going to do it with the offensive group you got right now.
No, that is absolutely fair. Tyler, will you be disappointed if we get in here at the 3 o'clock hour and they haven't made a move?
Disappointed, no.
That saddens me for you, Tyler.
That's where you're at?
It saddens me, too.
It saddens me that you're not there.
Aggies are saving him.
No, well, yeah, but it doesn't mean that these Sundays are any better for him. Mm-mm. Or Aggies fans. Listen, to me, I would love it for our job and just for, you know, fans if they go out and do something to add to this team. But I'm going to tell you what. Cal and Hannah McNair should not allow them to waste anything close to a major resource on this with this current team.
Hold on, show.
And the reality is they're 3-5 right now. And the only win they have that they have this year against a team that wasn't ravaged by injuries is the Tennessee Titans. I'm not saying they suck or anything like that, but to potentially send, you know, we're seeing these, we're talking first round picks and second round picks, right? The Jets want Breece Hall. That's a name we've heard. Diana Rossini is reporting they want a third round pick. To me, that is a significant potential piece to give up. And I just wouldn't allow any of them to give it up because right now this team isn't a team where you're like, all right, man, they're a player or two away to really getting this thing, man. You're the 9 or 10 seed right now, man. And, you know, there is nothing about what this team is doing that's saying, boy, if we add a piece here, one, these guys will be able to use the piece to the best of its ability and that this piece will change things. You're staring at your starting quarterback potentially out at least a week, maybe more weeks with a concussion. There is no way in hell that if I'm Cal and Hannah McNair that I would allow Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans to give up a valuable asset with this team right now. They were, you know, 7-2, 6-3, something like that. There was belief that's a different thing. But right now, man, there's nothing about this team that says, hey, let's go make a move right now because that move will really lift us. And it's disappointing to be in that space, but I think they have to stop being, I think the word you used yesterday is delusional, and be honest about their situation. If they're going to make it to the playoffs, it got to be the Jokers that's in here right now.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you expect major change in the offseason. I mean, if you're Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, I mean, and you're already out and you don't feel like this – you should make moves that are going to help you if and when you get whole, then you just don't trust the guys that are making those decisions.
Yeah. Oh, Clint, I think there's a huge potential the way this season is going. I think there's a huge potential that there's going to be a major move made in the offseason with this team.
Boy, I just don't see it.
Right. If they continue to run it like this, I don't believe Cal. I don't believe it. Cal and Hannah are going to run through this thing and run it back with Nick and Okay, I mean, Nick D'Amico. Well, I mean,
Kaylee could be, but it just seems like when you start talking about them top Casario and D'Amico and CJ, it seems like they're gonna sink or swim.
If this thing continues to roll like this, I think there is a huge potential that one of those big three, Nick Casario, just gave the finger. Nick Casario, D'Amico Ryans, CJ Stroud aren't all gonna be here. And I don't think the quarterback and the coach have any fear for their job.
Yeah.
Right now. With that being a strong possibility, I can't say, hey, man, go ahead and flip a second or a third round pick to bring us somebody in here that Nick Kaylee's probably not going to be.
Look, I'm not there. I don't think they're there, but I don't blame. I can very easily see where how you arrived where you are on November the 4th, 2025. I don't have any pushback on you. I can see how you got there.
Yeah, we'll see. If they make a move, of course we'll look at it and talk about it. But I don't know if I'm Cal and Han up there. I sit up there and say, hey man, we're ready for you to we'll let you unload a pick that we may be able to use down the line to help us for a team that I don't think is going where they want them to go. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. We'll answer this question from you on the other side. What do you think the Texans should do as they have the trade deadline? It ends coming up at 3. What do you think they should do? And some congrats. Some congrats are in order to a couple of Astros. We'll discuss that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, text line in as about 32 minutes remaining until the trade deadline is over in the NFL, and teams making a lot of moves. And then when you look at this season, it makes a lot of sense, Clint, because it doesn't feel like there are any great teams, and it feels like you can make certain additions and teams can get better. The Cowboys have been the big movers today. The Colts have been the big movers today, getting Sauce Gardner, two-time All-Pro, and the Jags also adding Jacoby Myers, who I think could walk in the way Brian Thomas Jr. has played this year and be their number one receiver, a big thing. But I said we talked about on the other side, what way you think the Texans should handle the trade deadline? Clint talked about trying to go out and get guys to make this thing better. David Njoku is probably the top guy. And your thoughts? I just don't think that the McNairs can give Caserio and D'Amico the go-ahead to use any kind of major resources to go out and bring somebody in. And to me, a third-round pick is a major resource. Text line coming in saying, I would buy O-line help. Go get O-line after Hall. Look, they're 3-5, but they can somehow turn it around if they grab those two positions. Colts and Jags are competing.
Well, yeah. Let's be clear. I mean, the Texans are not the Jets. So any move made this year is, you would like to think, is made with the hopes that this guy helps you beyond the year that you started on a crappy note this year, winning three games, right? I mean, so anybody that you make a move, sure, there's a, hey, man, can we get better in the AFC, get back on track? It's still early enough where you go on a run and you win five or six and all of a sudden you're right in the thick of things. I know that's a big if, but really then if you don't, then now you're set up to not let the same problems that plague you this year plague you next year, right? And so that, to me, that's got to be.
So you're saying your thought is, in the trade thought is not just thinking, hell with this year as much as I'm looking for somebody to really, yeah, like a David Njoku to be my premier tight end for the next couple of years.
Yeah, all of it. Whoever comes in here. I mean, look, you're going to have the same problems next year at the receiver position as you do this year. For whatever reason, they don't have the ability or the trust to get Jalen Nowell involved, to get Higgins involved. Whether those guys don't have the ability, the play caller doesn't have the ability, whatever it is, those guys are non-factors this year as it comes to making a run and winning this game. You just keep playing ball and hope that they come around and hope that this week the game plan means that 14 can play more. And all, that's great. But the reality of it is you don't – there's too much of that in this team already. There's too much – there's too many, you know, different guys that you just rotate in and can get playing time and can be a target here and there. The reality of it is if you make a move, it needs to be a guy, sure, that can help you now. There's plenty of opportunity on the offensive side of the football, but more importantly, he's a guy that keeps you from having these same issues next year. That's the big thing here. And if you want to sit around and wait, well, we got Tank Dell coming back, and you got Brevin Jordan coming back, and you got Cade Stover coming back, which is probably the route that they want to take. But I would not bank on that. You got guys, especially like in Tank Dell, we don't know if Tank Dell's going to be able to run again the way that he was before, much less have the twitch and explosiveness and the go-get ability to make plays. We have no idea. Let's say Joe Mixon does come back. We have no idea. The word on the street is that whatever this injury and the treatment that he did on his foot caused major damage. Who's to say this guy's going to come back and be a shell of himself than what we saw last year? And you can't keep operating as, well, these guys are going to come back, we're going to get these guys back, and you're going to look up and you're going to have to pay C.J. Stroud $60 million. I'll go back to 60 this week.
You're 60.
You're going to pay C.J. Stroud $60 million, and you're not going to have the choice. And so, yeah, look, I think whatever moves are made, if any, by the Texans, clearly it's a move to help this year and next year, not just a – you're not in a position to go, hey, let me go get this one guy and see if we can't make a little noise this year and then let him go on free agency next year.
Reports here from a Packers reporter, Easton Butler. Six teams are still calling for Miami running back Devon Achane, but Miami is reluctant to moving him because Miami and Mike McDaniel wants him for the foreseeable future. Those six teams are Green Bay, New England, Kansas City, the LA Rams, and LA Chargers in Houston, Texans. So Achane is somebody that apparently the Texans are one of six teams reaching out to see. Again, they've got under 30 minutes now until the deadline comes to an end. There's also a report that Jaylen Waddle could be on the move to Denver. Those are reports that that is something that is in the works potentially. So, I mean, a lot potentially.
Yeah, works. Look, I mean, I love the thought of Devon Achane, by the way. I can't get rid of Achane. I can't go nowhere else. What do you say, Achane? Is that
Achane? Look,
I love the player. Absolutely love the player. That player is in any level of demand right now.
That would be a future guy that you're talking about, a guy that's more than past.
Right. But here's the deal. That guy is of high demand right now because of the way he's been used.
I think it's a bad idea for you.
No, I agree. I mean, we can't use Woody Marks effectively. We can't get Woody Marks on the field in place of Dari Agumbawale. Well, I mean, what the heck gets you excited about Achane?
Tyler, could you imagine the gasket that Clint will blow when Achane is on this team and he goes
on the sideline with Dari Agumbawale on the field?
Or he goes.
Oh, I'd be right there with him.
Or he goes a half without a catch. Where he goes, I mean, he will absolutely. That wouldn't be good for your health.
No, it would not. No, that would not one bit. You are correct, sir.
Just keep doing it to Woody.
But I mean, but that's like if I thought that, yeah, keep doing it to Woody, your fourth round pick that is a good soldier and is just gonna get back in the boat and be happy to be in the boat. But keep doing it with that guy. You get a real player. You get a dude that's got some pelts on the wall, at least from a production standpoint. That's been in a system. What would you bet Tyler last week? Over 6.5 catches or something, or over 40 yards receiving or something? He had it by halftime?
Yeah, it was over 33.5 yards receiving, I believe.
Yeah, that's I mean.
But that's the part that's really weird. Nick must have been asleep during the James White portion of the New England run, during that time where they would just use running backs and throw the ball to him out of the backfield all the time, and would try to use two-way goes with those guys and Brady, and then would just use them as receivers. He must have missed out on that piece of it.
They had a special dude back there pulling that trigger that could make it all go, baby.
Yeah, no, but I mean, at least the concept. All right, we will keep you updated here. Let's do a little tape drop Tuesday coming up. All right, as I know, Clint looked at the tape and. I know that offense was rough. I'm going to imagine it was probably even more difficult after he really got to see the All-22. That's coming.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And up next.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Beat right there, T.
That's a beaut there.
T, you show H-Town?
I try, you know. Actually, I don't try. It just comes naturally.
I don't know that I loved that. Hey, you so H-Town.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
That guy right there, cuz. It was a caller.
You so H-Town.
I loved
Tyler,
that guy.
I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
He was also the one that was like, you guys just, you find these ways to talk about things, and you really bring us all into the conversation.
Yeah,
I love
man.
You guys.
That's what we miss, man. You know, you bring us into the conversation, Tyler.
Hey.
To a point, man, it makes you miss the fact that football talk on Sports Radio 610
damn
is presented
it,
by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Just over 15 minutes away until the deadline ends. Yeah, I got you.
Almost
pull me off this. Don't get me going. All right, Clint, tape drop Tuesday. Let's go. What you see from the tape? Like I said yesterday, I want to hear your thoughts on Davis before it and now after. But overall, what'd you see on the tape when you watched the All-22?
Well, I think I saw some things that I didn't expect to see. I think this offensive line was really.
Oh, it was worse?
I think that it was really good. I think offensive line was much better than expected. Clearly, they didn't get the push when D'Amico and everybody said we're just going to line everybody up and just try to play, move the offensive line, just move everything a yard, just big boy bully ball yard. Clearly, that was not good, and they're not good. They're not going to be good in those situations. But when you look at the way this offensive line protected versus one of the better defensive lines across the board, one of the better defensive units, one of the units that'll give you all these different looks. We've seen that be a major problem for the Texans. I thought the offensive line, and again, I'm not saying that they were the greatest offensive line in football. I'm saying that for what we've seen, for what the standard in Houston is from an offensive line play, this was offensive line play that was good enough to win a game.
Especially against who they were going against.
Absolutely, 100%. In the run game and in the pass game. Were there moments? Absolutely. Did guys get their ass kicked? Absolutely, there were moments. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't a great game by Jake Andrews. Now he was asked to do some interesting things in a run game, but he was chasing his tail a lot of the times. Was it completely clean for Ariante Ursery, no, but he did some really good things, in the offensive line play. Anybody out there, which we got several calls in the post game, and you rightfully so, you can be frustrated with the inability of our offensive line to road grade people from the 1 yard line when you've got heavy personnel in the game, right? If you feel like it's fair to ask this group, which you went shopping at the discount store to get late in free agency. Or late in the offseason, if you think it's fair to ask them to line up and play big boy ball against one of the best defensive fronts in football, then that's up to you. I don't think it's fair. It's beyond the goal line issues that they had. I thought they played good football, and it was good enough to win, number one. Number two, some of the same issues. I want to be clear here now, because I said this in the game. In the post game, and we talked about it yesterday. This was not a C.J. Stroud wasn't in the game, so the Texans lost. What we saw Davis Mills, the few mistakes that he did make, the few misses that Davis Mills did have, one, we've seen it all year with C.J. Stroud. We've seen the struggles of this offense all year with C.J. Stroud. Two, We saw very similar misses in the one quarter that C.J. Stroud was in the game. C.J. Stroud, everybody remembers when he scrambles down to the two-yard line to put us in the dreaded inside the five goal line situation.
The worst place for them to be.
Woody Marks on a little shoot route, great design by Nick Caley. It's there. CJ's looking at him. Don't know why he didn't throw the ball to him.
Would have been six.
Would have been six all day long. Would have been. It'd been six all day long. All day long. And CJ did, and he scrambles down to the two. The rest is history.
We're working with Clint here.
The play before he gets injured, on the slide. The play before that, he's got the tight end on about a 12-yard speed cut out route that is throwing the ocean for C.J. Stroud, and he doesn't get it done. He doesn't get it done. I think he tries to throw it down. He throws it down at the feet at somebody underneath. Which again, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying that internal clock being sped up. And him not seeing some things, maybe letting some things unfold down the field.
Wasn't trusting it.
You can understand why his internal clock is sped up. I think it's probably been preached to work low to high. I think he's had the hell beat out of him. So where I'm going with that is that's some of the same stuff that we saw Davis Mills do a couple of times, and we heard D'Amico Ryans talk about in his Texans All Access last night. I just want to make sure that folks understand that Davis Mills, yes, was guilty of it. So was C.J. Stroud in the brief run that he had. He had several guys open on the scramble that ended up getting him injured. Like, there were several quick throws. And again, the only reason I'm pointing that out is because those are some of the same issues that Davis Mills had when he got in there. All right, the internal clock being really quick.
Sounds like this is preached to them through the week then or something.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's definitely double down on when you get in there and you're the backup. It's, hey, man, we're going to get this ball out of my hand. I'm not going to sit back here and hold it. Right? I mean, so there's – and to be honest with you, even taking those into consideration, the couple of times where the guy at the mid-range guy was open but he's trying to get it to the underneath guy real quick, you know, those are some mistakes that we saw from both quarterbacks. All right? Let's be clear about that. We saw it from both quarterbacks. Now – as I said yesterday, I believe that if he's got more arm, Davis Mills, that is, or if C.J. Stroud's in the game, I believe we got a much better chance of hitting that shot to Nico Collins down the sideline. That bootleg the other direction, throw it back across the field. I believe if you throw that long and on the sideline, where Nico's the only one that's got a shot, I believe Nico can go get that one. And we've seen C.J. make that throw. So that's a throw that I point out because I believe that C.J. has a better chance of making that throw. I'm not saying it's low percentage because it was a long throw and that safety was over the top, but I do think C.J. has a better chance of hitting
that. We watched him make it to Noel the week before.
Yep. Now, this one, he would have to throw 60 yards over the top, you know, and to the sideline, and it would have been a much more difficult throw than that one, but we've seen him make the throw. He's got plenty of arm talent, plenty of arm strength. I think that one has a shot. The miss to Christian Kirk on 3rd and 15 – over the middle of the field was painful to watch. That's there. Again, the internal clock is speeding up a little bit, and if you just lay that thing in that hole a little bit, that could very well have been a touchdown. Definitely a chunk play that would have put them back into field goal range again. That one was painful. And then you remember the RPO where it looked like he threw into four Denver Broncos defenders to the right, to the tight end.
Yeah, I remember we were up there. God, dog.
Yeah, this is one, and I hate to play the game of look from the all 22 and go, well, why didn't you work this side of the field versus the other side of the field? So I very rarely do that. This is one where the way the RPO was drawn up, he should have threw this. But Nico Collins was singled up outside on a quick out route for the first down right there. Nico throws his hands up a little bit like, man, what the hell? That ball should have went to Nico Collins. This is the one time that I will kind of get critical of working one side of the field versus the other. That one should have went to Nico, and they would have converted. In a sense of, I know there's been a lot of talk about the third down percentage. There was a lot that went into that, y'all. That was not a Davis Mills issue. Davis Mills played good football. Davis Mills for a backup quarterback that we now know wasn't even getting all the second team reps, all the scout team reps, he was splitting them with the damn backup or the third string quarterback. He was actually really good. But you know, there were a couple of big misses that hurt the game, that hurt the overall outcome of the game. And the third down is situations being what they were. If you watch that game, whether it was a flag that put you behind the chains, or it was a sack that put you behind the chains, or it was a run that got stopped for 3 yards that put you behind the chains, or it was a ball that was thrown at, you know, 2 yards down the field instead of when you needed four kind of deal, and you didn't quite break that tackle, and the coach decided not to go for it on fourth and one. You know, those kind of things, I think, led to – there was an array of things that led to the third down percentage being what it was, and it was not your quarterback. I mean, your quarterback, sure, there was a couple times when he missed on a third
and 15. It was more than just Davis Mills sucks.
Yeah, this wasn't Davis Mills sucks. There was more that led to that, and I thought Davis Mills played good. I thought the offensive line played good. You just didn't get it done. I mean, it just flat out when drives stalled, when you had chance, you needed to want. I mean, you need against that defense, you just cannot afford to go down there and be inside the five twice and not get touchdowns. Oh, not get one. That's really the gist of this.
We all talked about up there, and I'm sure many of you did, the whole way of like, this is going to bite them in the ass.
No question.
Them not taking advantage of that, this is going to bite them in the
no
ass.
No question. I'll say this. I thought Nick Caley was better than I thought. Does he still leave a lot to be desired? Absolutely. There's some trivial decisions, you know, like the Blake Fisher heavy package, which DeMeco said wasn't a big deal, but he was in the game in 11 personnel, so he was the only tight end in the game at one point. He was in the game at 12 personnel, 21 personnel, 22 personnel, so it was a big part of what they were doing. I just don't know that this team is better served taking that approach to football. I understand who your head coach is. I understand where your general manager and your OC come from. I understand why they do what they do. I just don't know that you're better served bunching everybody up as tight as you can get them and running the football. I just don't know that serves you well.
Well, it hasn't served them well thus far. So, yeah. All right, about 5 minutes. 5 minutes left in the trade deadline. We will let you know where everything's settled. If the Texans make a move in the next 5 minutes, we'll let you know, and we'll get you prepared. It's a big day here on The Drive at Sports Radio 610. That's coming up next.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.